We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. We need to be aware that the very reasons why Shaitan could be disqualified from God's mercy can also disqualify us. So we need to be aware to avoid arrogance against truth. Whatever we know to be true, we submit to it. We also avoid the second evil characteristic of Shaitan, which is defiance. When we know something to be evil, we don't deliberately and defiantly and opposing God's law go and commit that haram. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to Allah and we ask for His help because we believe He is the All Perfect One, because we believe He is the All Merciful One, because we believe His mercy is unlimited, it's endless. We need to increase our capacity to be able to receive more from that endless ocean of love and grace and mercy. Alhamdulillah, we praise God. Alhamdulillahi al-awwali bila awwalin kana qabla. We praise God, the first one, before whom there was none. Wal-akhiri bila akhirin yakunu ba'da. We praise God, the last one. After him, nobody will survive. We praise God from whom we came. We praise God by whose grace we are alive. We praise God by whose power we will go back to Him. We praise God for that abundant mercy He has kept waiting for us. We praise God also for the power to punish us in case we defy Him. Usikum عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Community of believers, my elders, my brothers and sisters, I remind you and I remind myself. No. I advise you and I advise myself. No. I command you and I command myself. Our duty is taqwa. Taqwa means God consciousness. By the authority of God, by the authority of the Prophet who practiced this Salatul Jumu'ah, the command is to observe taqwa. Taqwa means God consciousness. I know there is a God and I am His creation. He is my master, I am His slave. Whenever I am faced with a decision of what to do or not to do, I have two options. Either I follow my desire or I follow the dictate of God. Taqwa means I keep the dictate of God in my mind. Why? Because one, He knows me and what is good for me more than I know about myself and more than what I can ever know about myself. One. So if I were to follow my desire instead of His dictate, I would be foolish. Two. Not only He knows more than I do, He has more power over me than I can ever have any power over myself or over anything else. I think if I act in a particular way that this will be effective in producing a particular result. Oh, I'm more powerful than God to produce results. Three, not only God knows me more than I do myself. Not only God has more power over me than I have over myself. God loves me more than I can ever love myself. And therefore what He tells me to do, is for my own benefit, much more than I think I know by my own little mind and my desires. Taqwa means this constant God consciousness in all our activities. For the past week, we need to assess and check what we have done, if there are mistakes. Taqwa means we ask for forgiveness. Taqwa means we ask for help to do better in the next week. This week, we are celebrating the birth anniversary of the Holy Lady Zainab. Salawatullah. There are three primary tasks the Holy Lady Zainab was entrusted with after Karbala. Number one was that of parenting those children who were left without parents and guardians who had died and sacrificed their lives. Number two, in addition to parenting, she had to propagate the mission of Karbala against the propaganda of the evil empire of Bani Umayyah. She went right to the center in Ibn Ziyad's court and in Yazid's court, and she was victorious. But perhaps the third and the most important task she had, in addition to parenting and in addition to propagating, was that of protecting the life of the Imam of the time. This week also, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, in a couple of days' time, it will be the anniversary, the death anniversary of marhum Imam Khomeini. The solar calendar for his anniversary falls on the 4th of June. Allow me to remind ourselves that the revolution that was brought by this man was unique, it was unexpected, it was unprecedented in the 20th century. One of the Islamic scholars who was studying in the Western University mentioned to me that one of his professors told him, back in the 70s, the wave of secularization was spreading all over the world, including the Muslim world. There was no question now of a return back to an Islamic or Muslim way of life. Secularization was going to dominate. This revolution was unexpected and it was unprecedented. But allow me, because of the occasion of the birth of the Holy Lady Zainab, to state that the secret of the success of this man and of this revolution is Karbala. This revolution was inspired in its message, in its motive, and in its method from Karbala. The method, during the ending years of 1970, the Shah called for reformation and amendments, and there was demonstration on the streets in support of the Shah. Hundreds of thousands of people came out in support of the Shah. Yet something happened after that that literally washed away. Not only hundreds of thousands came in opposition, millions came out. And the reason was Karbala. On the day of Tasu'a, the 9th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura, the 10th, on the day of Arba'een, and on the day of 28th of Safar, these four important occasions, under the instruction of marhum Imam Khomeini, there was massive demonstration throughout Iran, which ended, which was the nail on the coffin of Shah. And what was the message? The method was peaceful resistance. Just like Imam Hussein, I'm not going to lift up my sword until forced to do so. The message, إِنِّي لَا أَرَى الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا سَعَادًا وَالْحَيَاةَ مَعَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا بَرَمًا. What Imam Hussein kept on saying, if this government is zalim, I cannot tolerate to live one day under a zalim rule. It is frustrating. For me to die is more honorable. And this is precisely what Imam Khomeini stated. His motive, exactly what Imam Hussein said, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشِرًا وَلَا بَطِرًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي. I don't want power. I rise, Imam Hussein said, in order to establish truth and justice, in order to defend the sunnah of my father, which was the representation of godly values on this earth. This revolution, now, this is the 17th anniversary. It has reached a point where it has achieved success. It's interesting. The international community seems to be under the media propaganda, 80% of which is under the superpowers' control. The media keeps on saying that this Islamic Republic is a threat because it seeks nuclear power. And yet just last week in Malaysia, in the non-aligned movement, 116 countries said yes. Third world countries or Iran has the right to pursue nuclear power for peaceful purposes. In the international arena, it enjoys respect. Internally, there is economic progress. Internally, politically right now, there is unity. Scientifically, it has progressed to a level where local manpower can achieve the highest breakthroughs in technology, or in, be it nuclear technology or other fields. We pray that the principles and the purpose for which Marhum Imam Khomeini made his uprising, that those principles and those purposes are observed, which are observed. And inshallah, the message should spread to the other Muslim communities. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr. We swear by the time, Allah says, the time of the Prophet, the time when the final message came for mankind. Innal insana lafi khusr. Surely man is in a state of loss if he ignores and abandons this message. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who hear the truth of the message of Islam, who understand it and who submit to it in their hearts. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they commit themselves to live according to those principles in their lifetime. And especially so, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقَّ. They inform and they advise and they instruct each other. Let us uphold the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they say to each other, it is difficult to oppose evil. It is difficult to practice good. But we need patience, determination, endurance. We can achieve it. Sadaqallahul Aliyyul Azeem.